What up, people? Welcome to Drive Time with Swirl. And yes, I am actually driving, or at least attempting to. So, normally, I've posted Drive Time with Swirl on my subreddit, and of course I will post this one on there as well. But this one is for audio sexual, because, as you may have noticed, there's some changes to audio sexual. I'm sorry if I'm like hesitating. It's because this freaking parking lot that I'm in is crazy. Okay, so there have been some changes. The original mod team is gone, with the exception of our creator. And it's been replaced by me and Mr. Enchochette. I just pronounced that terribly wrong. I would always pronounce it with like a French accent, like Enchochette. But me and Enchochette, and I've also added Fixes with Tape. If you guys know Fixed, he is like the audio expert, and so that's why I brought him aboard. And I brought Entrechat on board because he has been doing this audio porn stuff forever. And he's been, he's been, you know, just invested in naughty business for a very, very long time. So I thought he was a good person to bring on board too. plus, you know, I like his voice. And, well, he and I have done some collaborations together, some audios, some stuff that he better post soon. He's got some that he's been sitting on forever that need to go up. So what is going on with audio sexual? Why the change? Like, why? Well, I can't post anywhere else. I mean, that is the truth. I can't post on Gone Wild Audio. If you don't know, I am so an audio porn outlaw, and I've been banned from GWA. So that was part of the reason, well, not really, but kind of part of the reason why Audio Sexual was started in the first place, was for those of us who cannot post on Gone Wild Audio, and a place to post things that might break the rules of Gone Wild Audio. And I will try my very, very best to be a very good girl. And yeah, you know how that goes. And not to badmouth GWA. Maybe a snarky comment here or there. I think I deserve that. But I don't want there to be hostility or even a sense of competition. Because obviously, Audio Sexual is very small compared to Gone Wild Audio with its like 90 million subscribers or whatever. And so we can't compare to Gone Wild Audio. We can't compete with that. But what we can do is be a nice little place for people to post audios and not worry so much about rules and regulations and things like that. When I was talking to Entrechat about this, a couple of the things that we wanted to focus on, and, you know, I've written this out as a post as well, but we want to focus on the artistic side of erotic audio. Because it is very easy to, you know, post things like, you know, kind of like fapping audios, girl sound audios, things that are just like whoosh, whoosh, one and done, easy stuff, right? And that's cool, and I'm not saying that you should not post those kind of things on Gone Wild, or excuse me, on Audio Sexual. You should absolutely post those kind of things. But I also want to have a forum where people can post things that they are very proud of, that they put a lot of work into. There are some audios out there that people have put in just hours and hours and hours of work. For instance, Entrechat has done some of these ginormous collabs. And I know that he and, you know, some of the young ladies that have joined him and Fixes with Tape have worked extremely hard to make those sound amazing. So, Audio Sexual is kind of the place to like post that sort of thing. And I would love it if we could start, you know, giving each other some criticism. Not like, dude, you suck, but like some honest like critique and things like that. I want to get better at making audio porn. I think that, you know, this audio porn thing seems to be kind of taking off almost. And I just ended that like it was a question. I'm being an up talker. And, but I really think it is taking off. I think that it's becoming kind of an industry almost. And so I want us to be important in that. So I want Audio Sexual to be a place where people are posting audios that they are proud of, that they want people to listen to and to really like analyze and critique. That would be so fantastic. And with that, I think it's okay, and this is the crazy thing, I think it's okay to say something negative. Everybody's comments do not need to be like poly sunshine, you know, rainbows and kittens, oh my god, you're so great kind of stuff. If somebody posts an audio and the audio quality is distracting, like for instance, if they're driving in their fucking car like I am right now, and that is annoying, then I think you should tell them, hey, you know, maybe you should not consider, or excuse me, you should consider not recording in your car because the audio quality is terrible and it makes it hard for me to listen to you because all I hear are car sounds. Okay? I think that is completely valid and I would love to see those kind of comments being made. Now, are people's feelings going to get hurt? Maybe. Nobody likes to be criticized. I don't like to be criticized. I want you to fucking tell me that, you know, my audios are the greatest goddamn thing you've ever heard in your whole life and you came so hard that you blew a blood vessel in your forehead. But, you know what? Some of my audios have not been that good. Some of mine have terrible, especially the older ones, just really shitty quality. And I've kind of had the initiative, I guess, the something, I don't know, to try to get better. You know, I've always wanted to get better, and I've tried to figure out ways to get better. Some of us don't have that, almost kind of like the means to do that. And so that's also what I want to help everyone with. So, yeah, do people's feelings get hurt? Absolutely. But you know what? That's okay. I have always, always subscribed to the idea that with conflict comes growth. Discussions, debates are okay. A debate is not like a negative thing. An argument is not necessarily a negative thing. As long as you're doing it, you know, in a responsible adult-like manner. Debate is okay. Debate just means that two sides of an argument, two sides of a topic are being examined and being analyzed. And that's okay. Everything doesn't have to be happy, happy upvotes for everyone. All right? You can downvote stuff on Audio Sexual if you want. If there is like a kind of audio that someone keeps posting and you really don't like it, then you can downvote it. That's okay. You know, some people are like, oh, those numbers don't matter and I don't care. It's so very funny to me that everyone's like, oh, I don't care about the numbers, but stop downvoting, everyone. People care about the numbers. But those numbers should mean something. Like, if you're downvoting something, that should be because, like, you fucking hate this audio. Not necessarily that you hate the person or even, like, the kind, you know, like, don't downvote just because it's a dude. But downvote it if you really hate the audio. I'm okay with that. Like, when I post things and the numbers aren't so good, that makes me go like, ah, fuck, what did I do? Like, was it a shitty audio? Or did I post something that not a lot of people are into? You know, if you're posting, like, furry scat porn or something, you're not going to have the biggest audience. If I post a JOI,
It's going to get a lot of upvotes and a lot of plays. But if I would post a JOI and all of a sudden it's not getting a lot of upvotes and not a lot of plays, then I'm going to be like, well, shit, what did I do, right? So there's that. Yeah, so Audiosexual, I want more stuff on there. Please post more stuff, all the stuff. I know that I haven't been quite as active as I have been in the past. My schedule changes a lot. Well, it doesn't change a lot, but there are times in my schedule when I have lots and lots of time to make naughty audios, and I know, like, last summer I was trying to post, like, one a day, and so there are times when I just don't have any time to do anything, so, yeah, there's that. You know, I've got a career and stuff outside of porn, and I gotta take care of that. And, you know, have some familial, there's a hard word, some family obligations and stuff. And then, yeah, there might be some personal entanglements that get in the way. But you can't begrudge me that, right? Audiosexual? And you know you would do the same thing if you had somebody who just wanted to fuck your brains out, like, all the time. You're not going to turn that down because you're a dirty perv just like I am. And I bet you can barely hear what I'm saying because I'm stuck between, like, a truck and another car and on a really shitty part of the freeway. Yeah. Okay. So I apologize if I haven't been posting much. I'm going to try to change that. I've got to get back into the habit. I want to encourage everyone to post. Repost stuff that you're really proud of. Maybe something that you put a lot of time in that didn't spend a lot of time on the front page of other audio porn subreddits because the turnover and the, you know, the rate of people posting is so fast. You know, you post something on Gone Wild Audio, for instance, and, you know, you might stay on the front page for a day. But then not because of the quality of your audio or anything like that, but just because so many people are posting all the time, you get pushed down, 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 down. And, yeah. So there's that, too. And so, excuse me, I'm all yawning. How annoying is that? So, yeah, something that you are really, really proud of, you know, you put a lot of time and effort, or you just thought it was the best fucking audio you've ever done. That's the kind of stuff I want you to post on Audiosexual. And I want to see some new things. Both Entrechat and myself consider ourselves to be sort of innovators in the world of audio porn. Entrechat claims that he invented the 100-to-1 countdown challenge. Not that I doubt him. He does love him some, like, crazy games. He loves sex games. Just, yeah. And so, and I take credit for creating the AMA masturbation where you have two people asking, you know, one person asking the other questions while the one is masturbating, trying to answer those questions between, you know, my favorite color is green, you know, like that kind of stuff. Those were my fake porn star moans, by the way. Did you like that, Audiosexual? Do you want to hear more of that? I can't stand that kind of sound that porn stars make. There's like this, like that. Like, just shut the fuck up. Nobody makes that sound. No one. No one makes that sound, porn stars. Stop it. You know, if you're going to fake your orgasms, hey, that's cool. Sometimes you have to for an audio. Do I fake them? I don't know. You don't know. It doesn't matter. But, yeah, I don't even know. What the fuck am I even talking about? This is Drive Time with Swirl. This is what you get me just blabbing on while I'm driving, talking about whatever. I think I should make this a regular thing, too. Although, sometimes my time in the car is not private either. People are just impeding on my my recording time. You know, it's so hard trying to be like an audio porn artist. Oh, woe is me. I just need more time to like talk dirty and stuff. Well, I've been talking dirty a lot, but only to one person, and yeah. Because that's, you know, part of the reason why I haven't been posting a lot. And the person who I have been talking to a lot knows who they are, and he knows he's responsible for me not posting very often, and he will work to change that. So, yeah. So, anyway, audio sexual. I want more stuff on there. I have already offered some of the artists who I've known, I've offered them bribes to start posting, you know, if I have to start, like, whoring myself out, I can do that. Just kidding, I'm not gonna do that. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I should run a contest. Huh. And, you know, whoever... I don't even know. I don't, like, where am I getting this from? I think I just want to whore myself out, is what it is. I just, want to be a big whore. I like being an audio whore. I like posting audios and talking dirty. I love, like, this whole thing. Like, I love it. I love everything from the fapping audios to the questionnaires to interviews. I just love people talking dirty and talking about dirty stuff. I think we just need more of that. especially those of us who are in lifestyles that are kind of alternative. You know, for instance, I do consider myself to be somebody who's into BDSM. Namely, I am into like DDLG kind of dominance and submission stuff that way. At this point, you know, I've always been kind of switchy, but now at this point I'm feeling very, very subby, and I love it, and I love being, you know, I love being somebody's baby girl. I'm not gonna lie. It's pretty fucking amazing. And so I don't have a lot of people with whom I can have discussions about that. I can't sit around with my colleagues and be like, hey, you guys, so daddy was spanking the fuck out of me last night, and it was amazing. Because they're first of all going to be like, who's daddy? Are you talking about your father? And I'm going to be like, no, you sick asses, not that. And then they're going to be like, why was someone spanking you? Are you being abused? You know, it's just this whole thing of people who don't understand, and like, I, you know, it's okay if they're not into it and they don't want to know, but it's nice to have people who are into this shit that we could talk to, right? I want someone to understand just how fucking amazing it is when someone calls me their filthy little slut, because that is not something I can share with like vanilla type people, because typically, like, you know, if I'm just walking down the street and someone's like, hey, fucking whore, I'm gonna kick their ass. Okay, probably not physically, because I'm not very intimidating physically, and I have no fighting skills, but I can tear them down verbally. So that would happen. But if I'm being intimate with someone and they call me a dirty fucking whore, that's gonna make me just like fucking just yeah, and I love that, but I can't talk about that with regular people. So I have to talk about it with you pervs, and that's great, because I think, you know, it's nice to have pervs to talk to and stuff. So Drive Time with Swirl is just about to come to an end, because I'm almost at my destination, and it is a destination at which I cannot continue to talk because of where it is and what I'm doing. You know, just to be all mysterious and stuff. yeah. So, Drive Time with Swirl. This was probably completely ridiculous. As always, if you listened all the way to the end, thank you. I appreciate it. Post things on Audio Sexual right now. Like, don't even stop listening. Just go through, find your favorite audio of yourself. Don't post anyone else's, but find your favorite audio that you have done and post it on Gone Wild Audio. Or, oh my God, no. No, no. Do not post it on Gone Wild Audio. Fuck Gone Wild Audio. There's my comment for the day. I get one. I get one a day. No, post it on Audio Sexual so we can all listen to it and enjoy it. I promise I will start posting more often, and oh my god, I will start listening and commenting more often. Hopefully now that I have more time, might have more time. If anything, dumb old holidays are coming up and I don't do anything for those, so I like to spend my time with porn. All right, anyway, so if you listened all the way to the end of this, thank you. And go post an audio right now. And later on, when you are spending some quality time with yourself, I want you to think about me. And I want you to think about how fucking hard I like to make you come. Yep. And stuff like that. All right. This has been Drive Time with Swirl. Thank you for listening, crazy people. All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Well, maybe. Or I might crash my car trying to hang up. Crunch. That would be a terrible ending, wouldn't it? Okay. Seriously, now I'm going away. Okay. Bye.